can't explain.
All right. Second hour coming your way. IncendiaryRadio.chitango.com, IncendiaryChat.chitango.com, IncendiaryQuencher.chitango.com, WhooliesBlog.blogspot.com, WHOOLISBlog.blogspot.com. So where should we go? Higher entities alert. This is on Skywatch TV. Tom Horn and the crew over there. A mysterious object from interstellar space is racing toward our solar system, and scientists have no idea what it is. And it's called C2019Q4. Okay, you know, we see these things happening all the time. Is it real? Is it Memorex? Who knows? Is the messianic quote parentheses Antichrist era here? Same day, party comes out in favor of building the third temple. Polls show them entering Israeli government. Head of the Otzma Yehudit, or Jewish Power Party, Itamar Ben-Gvir and his Otzma Yehudit party has come out in support of building the third temple in an exclusive interview with Breaking Israel News on Thursday, on the same day that Ben-Gvir expressed support for building the third temple. Polls showed him passing the minimum threshold of 4 seats and entering the upcoming Knesset following elections on September 17th. That is, Tuesday. No. Yeah, Tuesday's the 17th. Genetic engineering and human-animal hybrids, how China is leading the world back into the days of Noah. And we all know about all the crap China's doing with the CRISPR, gene editing, splicing, all the stuff they're doing. And death shall flee from them. Scientists reverse aging in a groundbreaking experiment. Volunteers who were given a cocktail of drugs for a year actually aged backwards, losing an average of 2.5 years of their biological ages, according to a new study. And how do they really know that? Okay. So a lot of things going on. I saw this in, this is the Washington Examiner. Michigan approves the creation of a first gay credit union. Michigan has approved a charter for the first nation's first credit union designed for gay and transgender customers. I mean, we're in La La Land, folks, where, you know, gave the go-ahead Monday to Superbia Credit Union, which branded itself as offering loans that are different from those of traditional lenders, according to Bloomberg. Miles Myers, the founder of Superbia Financial, used loans for transgender people who need money to transition to another gender as an example. He also said the gay community can be treated differently by lenders than straight people and traditional couples. I can walk into a bank or credit union and apply for a loan or credit card or savings accounts and frankly, no problem. If I walked into the same institution with my husband, we can come across different responses and welcomes. And this is where it all starts to change for the community. Well, the numbers are that gays and so forth are way up there as far as financial well-being. Now, transgenders or whatever you want to call these people, there's a high mental illness, suicide, drug abuse, and a lot of other things that go on with them. But just think of the audacity that a state government, Bill Maher says there is a gay mafia. Booty gay is what David Knight calls them. Some of them call them booty gauge. You got an open, gay running for, and I guess doing halfway decent for the Democratic Party nomination. It probably helps that he's like a Rhodes Scholar, chosen one, elite. And they put him in there, mayor of South Bend, Indiana. And E. Michael Jones does a bunch of interesting work on booty gay, Pete Booty Gay. But anyway, let's talk about PewDiePie, the biggest YouTuber out here. Ken, get clip one ready. Okay. And this is interesting. Biggest YouTube channel out here. Most views. I've never even really watched any of his stuff. It's just not my thing. But he's been accused of being alt-right, Nazi, and all this stuff. Hater, a hate figure, white supremacist, all this stuff. But let's roll clip one.
Before we get going on this video, here's me. Hello.
PewDiePie made an about-face on a hefty donation to a nonprofit.
I'm sorry for all the confusion, and I'm sorry for messing this up.
Just weeks earlier, PewDiePie, whose real name is Felix Kjellberg, celebrated a milestone, 100 million subscribers. In his announcement video, he said he was going to share his success with a nonprofit organization.
I'm donating $50,000 to Anti-Defamation League, which is an organization that fights bigotry and prejudice in all its forms.
But he says his fans called him out on it.
When I uploaded the video talking about the charity, it was very brief, and people could tell something was off. The whole internet just didn't believe it. Like, why is he donating to his charity? Look at his face. Full conspiracy mode. It was very interesting to watch that unfold.
PewDiePie explained he collaborated on that video with a sponsor, and together they decided it would include a donation to a charity. He later said he was advised to choose the Anti-Defamation League, which is not a charity he has a particular passion for. But he decided to go along with it because of some of his own past controversies.
I saw it as an opportunity to put an end to these alt-right claims that has been thrown against me. It wasn't to try and clear my name or save grace. If it was, I would have done it years ago.
PewDiePie has come under fire in the past for racist language. The Anti-Defamation League says it has not received any communication from PewDiePie beyond his public posts. For InsideEdition.com, I'm Mara Montalbano.
All right, that's it there on that one. Ken, if you would get clip two ready. Now, this one's from Dr. E. Michael Jones, and he kind of weighs in on it, and I'll just play a couple minutes of it. Now, this is just one slant on it. There's numerous other takes, but I'll let you listen to Dr. E. Michael Jones. Go ahead and roll clip two, Ken.
Over the past 24 hours, we have seen a revolution in consciousness, although it didn't seem that way. Just yesterday, PewDiePie, who has the largest single individual YouTube internet audience in the world, announced he was going to give $50,000 to the Anti-Defamation League, or the ADL, because, and then he went on to say how the ADL fights hate speech.
I'm donating $50,000 to Anti-Defamation League, which is an organization that fights bigotry and prejudice in all its forms.
What happened over the 24 hours must have come as a surprise to PewDiePie and the ADL and everyone else involved in this scenario.
That's a lie. They're extremely vicious organization when it comes to targeting individuals that they do not agree with.
24 hours later, PewDiePie went on, made an announcement that he is not going to give any money to the ADL.
I need to make an announcement. We thought it would be nice to donate to a charity as a way to celebrate. I made the mistake of picking a charity that I was advised instead of picking a charity that I'm personally passionate about. The whole internet just didn't believe it. Like, why is he donating to his charity? Look at his face. To be fair, I saw it as an opportunity to put an end to these alt-right claims that has been thrown against me. I knew it wasn't perfect, but I also didn't know a lot of things that surfaced throughout this whole thing about the charity that doesn't fit at all. So I understand why people had concerns about it. And these are things that I would have known myself if I had just taken my time. It really doesn't feel genuine for me to proceed with a donation at this point, and I instead wanted to actually do take my time. I'm sorry for all the confusion, and I'm sorry for messing this up.
What happened during this period of time is that PewDiePie ran into consciousness, the consciousness that exists out there among the people that he's supposed to be leading. Those people now understand that the ADL is not some disinterested philanthropical organization that fights for their rights. The ADL is the main author of the hate speech censorship campaign that has swept through places like YouTube on the internet. The ADL is involved in thought control. The ADL is the commissar that enforces psychological warfare on the population at large. Psychological warfare is the disruption of prohibited speech among subject peoples. Anyone who disagrees with the ADL will be demonized. The ADL has the power to ruin their careers, ruin their livelihood with total impunity. In the Soviet Union, this was done by state organizations. In the United States, it's done by privatized entities like the ADL. This brings us to the understanding that PewDiePie bumped into. What is the ADL? Somebody knew, even if he didn't. The ADL is a money laundering operation. It is a domestic espionage organization that spies on you, keeps files on you, and will use this material to destroy you if you do anything that they do not like. That is what they've been from the beginning. In exchange for contributions, the ADL will do its best to keep Jewish criminals out of jail. This has been their history from the beginning. I've already written a book about it. It's called How Meyer Lansky Took Over the Cincinnati Ballet. It's available on Amazon Kindle. Now, Meyer Lansky, notorious criminal, made significant contributions to the ADL. It didn't work because the ADL at that time didn't have the clout that it has now. But Meyer Lansky's granddaughter did end up working for the ADL. Mo Dalitz, another notorious Jewish criminal who was involved in rum running during Prohibition. He was head of the Jewish Navy in Cleveland that brought illegal booze into the United States from Canada. He was involved in gambling and prostitution in gay places like Newport, Kentucky, and he got run out of town by a Catholic prosecutor in Newport, Kentucky. That story is also in How Meyer Lansky Took Over the Cincinnati Ballet. In 1984, we reached a crucial turning point here. 1984, Mo Dalitz had given enough money to the ADL so that they then gave him their Torch of Liberty Award. At this point, Mo Dalitz was no longer a gangster. He was legit, and anybody who said he was a gangster would be accused of being an anti-Semite. 1984 is also a crucial year because this is the year that the ADL got in bed with the FBI, collaborating on what they said were hate crimes, which basically diverted the FBI from going after real criminals like Meyer Lansky and Mo Dalitz and getting them to apprehend or harass the people the ADL didn't like, which were then known as hate groups. Didn't stop there. The ADL was the bag man in the operation that got Mark Rich pardoned by President Clinton. The ADL gave an award to a certain Mr. Kirshner in Florida, and he was the one who arranged the sweetheart deal that got the late Jeffrey Epstein off the hook. So we have a consistent pattern here. The consistent pattern all of a sudden reached a tipping point. Okay, there was probably a moment in time where PewDiePie could have said, ADL, money, $50,000, and everybody would have cheered or no one would have objected, but those days are over. The consciousness is rising, Logos is rising now. We all know what a false flag operation is, and we didn't know that before. We now know what the ADL is, and PewDiePie had to find that out the hard way.
All right, you can stop it there. Now, that's just one take on it, and that's Dr. Jones's. And you could say that's kind of his age group, and you could say that's naivete. There's a whole other swath of people out here that are saying, no, PewDiePie did this to troll the ADL, to put them on Front Street. He knows what they are. He's a lot smarter than you think, and so forth and so on. And so I think PewDiePie knows the ADL's been after his behind for a long time. He pulled this stunt, and he already knew what they were, and so forth and so on. So E. Michael Jones, very, very smart academic guy, but as far as streetwise, this and this world of ours, maybe not so much. But I tend to lean with the other folks that are saying that PewDiePie did this as a, I don't want to say 3D chess move because it's been thrown out there for so long, but I would say he's much more wise going into it, and he knew what he was doing, and so forth and so on. Let's open the phones, 1-800-313-9443. We got about 45 minutes left in the program. 1-800-313-9443 if anybody's interested in weighing in. Kavanaugh, okay, the latest the top of the Gateway Pundit right now. That's weird. Fake news is pushing already debunked story by drunk Kavanaugh accuser. They must be very worried about Ginsburg's prognosis. So they're tying in this latest round of, let's say, Kavanaugh scuttlebutt and skullduggery in with Ruth Bader Ginsburg's health and whether she's about to take the proverbial dirt nap. Is, and I'm not, you know, wishing any evil on the old lady, even though she's throughout her career, she's been aligned with a lot of very evil things. So you got to weigh in on that and decide, you know, the demon rats are really pushing impeachment again for Kavanaugh. So they want to free up another spot on the Supreme Court, it looks like. Very interesting stuff, you know, is what it is. Let's take Bruce in Texas. Greetings. How you doing, Bruce?
Greetings, sir. Super Fidelis.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that was a good segment there with Dr. Fetzer. I enjoy listening to him when he's on your show.
Right on.
Yes, sir. And I was just watching football right when your show started.
Uh-huh.
And I'd just like to put this little analogy out there. I mean, when they do these false flags and they're moving the ball forward and the Democrats go for the long ball, you know, there's like two offensive going simultaneously. That if the Democrats go for the long ball for confiscation, for outlawing quote unquote assault weapons, and then you got the Republicans under Trump. It really didn't used to be the case until he came on the scene. I think he's like a stuffed Democrat, you know, and he's kind of like the ground game, you know. And so either way, even if Trump gets reelected, you know, we're continually going to start continue to lose our rights here. And
that's definitely a plausible hypothesis. It definitely is. And I can't say that is not a scenario that will not play out. I am not one of these Kool-Aid drinkers that says Trump is playing, you know, deep hyperdimensional chess with all these things, and he gives them a breadcrumb, but he's not going to move on anything, and so forth and so on. It remains to be seen. Everybody's got an opinion, and then there's a lot of people out here on the networks and the talk streams that think they know, and I'm not going to be one of those people. I don't know, but it seems like with the whole social credit score thing, being open to that, and you know, the whole take the guns first and then we'll adjudicate it later. Some of those statements are highly alarming, but we'll see. Anything else?
Yeah, I watched the movie 1984 a couple of days ago, and it's pretty chilling. That's where we're at right now. I don't know if you recall, if you've seen the movie or read the book, but there's a torture scene where Winston's strapped down, and this torturer holds up four fingers, and he needs to say five. I'm holding up five fingers. In other words, you need to deny reality and just, you know, sure, accept the reality that we're telling you. That's exactly what's going on today.
Especially in the workplace. Especially in the workplace, because you must not deviate from orthodoxy, or you're behind, really be in the meat grinder. Hold the line, Bruce. We'll be right back.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
All right, we are back. We're talking to Bruce in Texas, and I'm sure you might have seen this one, Bruce, that you were watching football. Ex-NFL player caught staging a hoax hate crime on his own restaurant. So this guy's down there in Lawrenceville, Georgia, just outside of Atlanta. Edon Kaufman, arrested on charges of filing a false report, insurance fraud, and concealing a license plate. He staged a fake hate crime, spraying Nazi and racist graffiti on his own restaurant, instead of in hopes of making an insurance claim. They saw somebody inside of this Create and Bake Pizza and Kaufman's Creamery damaging the business, and they said this suspect was driving a black car without a license plate. Authorities confronted him after they saw him driving the described vehicle nearby. They noticed several televisions in the bed of the truck and inside the cab, some of which were still attached to the brackets with damaged drywall. When they went inside the businesses, officers saw several words and graffiti symbols on the walls. The N-word, the word monkey, MAGA. It's another Jesse Smollett incident. And just like I was talking about with Dr. Fetzer, the mass shooting media contagion, now we have a fake hoax hate crime media contagion that spread into this ex-NFL player and the mental virus. I mean, think about this. With the history of race relations in our country for and we know the rabbis do this, doing the swastika things on their synagogues and so forth, but the blacks have learned really well from the rabbis on how to stage these things. And so now we have a contagion of blacks basically staging hoax hate crimes on themselves all over the place, and then evil whitey, we get the brunt. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's something. I haven't heard that one yet. You know, pro sports to me is a mixed bag. I mean, I'm glad to see, because I played football when I was younger. And you know, I had heroes, you know, Roger Staubach, what have you. And you know, I think it's, you can't do, you know, preferential treatment on the football field. You can't diversity hire, quote unquote. You know, you have a diverse field of players who bring different skills, but the bottom line is the performance on the field is in teamwork and strategy and I think there's positives to it. I think it gets a bad knock from our side of the political spectrum as being bred in circuses. Certainly it can be if you get obsessed with it. I think there's positive elements to it as well. And I'm just glad to see that that whole Colin Kaepernick stuff is all by the wayside now. And so that's all I got to say on pro football. Getting back to what Dr. Fetzer was stating about the Smith-Munson Act that was revoked during the NDAA.
Smith-Munt Act, M-U-N-D-T, Munt.
Munt, okay. You know, and then we have a general awakening on 9/11, and you know we have the numbers. It's just that we're atomized. You know, we can't really organize because groups like the ADL will vilify us, and YouTube will kick you off. You know.
Well, but, yeah, you've got an electronic gulag system to where people really can't organize, or they'll send the Antifa gangs at you. Anytime even Christians like you do some things, it's white supremacist now. So we're really up against a juggernaut of what I just said, the electronic gulag, where it can spawn organic repercussions and things at people. So it's very fascinating to be alive right now. Watch this.
Yeah, this is 1984. Getting back to that, this Big Brother's watching you. You know, and they're watching you on your phone. You know what you do on your social media. But we can talk about it all day every week. But what are we going to do to oppose it? We have people are waking up. I mean.
My thing is this. The timing's everything. To oppose things and so forth, I get it. But basically where we're at now, timeline wise, you got to be ready for the next shoe to drop. You got to be ready for basically when the real manipulators and controllers of, unfortunately, the zombified masses put the next type of operation in gear. And that's, you know, we'll all have to know when that time comes, when it's time to actually act versus, you know, because my thing is this: don't get caught up in the penal system before, you know, you have to. Don't get caught thrown into the gulags before the time is right. You know, if you want to be active and try to, get it organized and run from some sort of office, if you're in a friendly geographic locale, do so. If you want to do radio and, you know, that sort of thing, as far as organizing politically, there's things to do out there. A lot of people don't want to raise their profile. Each individual has to make that determination of how they're going to act. And I'm not going to sit in judgment on others of how they're going to do that. But that's where I'm at.
Yeah, I got you. It would be nice if a movement could be formed, you know, that's basically not focused on the left and right, but just on truth, you know, truth and transparency. You know, let's see the shooters.
There's been a lot of those tried, and there's a lot of infiltration and counterintelligence and disruption and everything else that comes along with having a massive freaking behemoth of a Leviathan state. So thanks for the call, Bruce. See everybody on the other side.
Yes, sir.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
OMG! People are jumping on board to the Life Change Tea Regiment. Brew, steep, and drink for a gentle, taste-great cleanse. It's changing how they feel. See what everybody's talking about. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea aids in digestive slowdown and helps people get moving down a healthy path. We won't make claims. We'll just let you decide. Experience is much better than a commercial anyway. If you want results, log on to GetTheTea.com and purchase your Super Strength Cleansing Tea. You won't be disappointed. And if you're looking for some mind-body suggestions, go to YouTube and punch in the search bar, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now. Put power into your health now. So, GetTheTea.com, that's GetTheTea.com for Super Strength Tea. And YouTube, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now for valuable suggestions. GetTheTea.com, the tea that makes you go.
All right, we're back. Last half hour of the program coming your way. A couple things to cover. We got about four callers on the line right now. Vaping. Have Juul, this company Juul, and all these CBD, THC vapes. I've been talking about this vaping thing and the weaponization for I don't know how long on this broadcast. And I was like, anytime they want, these controllers or whoever runs the oils and all this other stuff, they can make this stuff become deadly, dangerous, create whatever they want on the zombie spectrum. And look what's happening. It's been an explosion all throughout the media in the last couple months, just the dangers of all these different types of vapes and all this. And I've been talking about this for I don't know how long. Let's talk about Tropical Storm Humberto, which I saw Beto in there for some reason, and they named it Humberto, H-U-M-B-E-R-T-O, Humberto. That's a tropical storm about to go on over the Bahamas next. Quite interesting. But let's talk about, I want to play this clip and then we'll take the callers. Ken, let's roll clip four.
Some updates here to what's going on with the Fukushima disaster site in Japan. For those that don't know, back in 2011, this area was struck with a major earthquake and major tsunami that did a lot of destruction and not only had wiped out this plant and this facility, but did a lot of damage to the whole community, the surrounding area, in terms of the earthquake and the tsunami wave. Now, the after effects of having all this radiation lingering around, it's just like a Chernobyl all over again, but for this whole island region, and it's, in my opinion, it has decimated the waterways out here outside of Fukushima. Without a doubt, it has been. Wouldn't be surprised if something like Godzilla or something pops up out of the ocean for real, like some mutated, crazy animal. I don't care if it's an animal that's already alive, like an octopus or something that just gets mutated and is just ginormous. Just, you know, something crazy. I don't rule it out because the stuff goes down and the way that these people are out here on this world stage, man, they don't seem to care about the earth as it is. They do things left and right, putting up like this nuke plants in areas where it can decimate life. Look at here in the United States. You've got them everywhere on the East Coast, on riverways, on the coastlines, and all throughout California on fault lines, which is ridiculous. You don't need to have anything near a fault line, in my opinion, or near any volcano or anything like that, where it's only a matter of time before something's going to happen. And at this point, 2022 is the time frame that they're targeting here in dumping all this stuff out there in the ocean, all of what they've been holding. And like I said, that's not to mention everything that's already went into the ocean since the day of this disaster. So we got a lot more that's just going to be dumped. Wanted to give the heads up so people know this is what's going on. And this is
all right,
what
go
you
ahead
can
stop
expect.
It there. Yeah, so the Japanese and their infinite wisdom, all of that, all of those casks, containers all around there, Fukushima, they're going to start chucking it in the ocean. When I used to watch the trash go over the side of the ship when I was on the on my Westpac, and the amount of trash that just one ship that we would just jettison off the side of the ship every morning from the huge compactors, the Navy guys that they'd stab the plastic big square cube up with knife holes and they'd shove it over the side of the ship. And just think how many thousands of ships are out here in the ocean at any one time dumping trash into the ocean. Anyway, let's take Daniel in British Columbia. Welcome.
Oh, hi there, Robert. Fukushima, that's a whole, that's just crazy stuff. And I haven't heard from Dabu7 in a long time. Is he still on YouTube?
Yeah, he's still there. Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's interesting how certain people get axed from YouTube, you know, and others that get axed, they sort of wear it like a crown, like Alex Jones was the other day.
Yeah.
No More News, Adam Green phoned him up, and it was pretty interesting little conversation.
Yeah, Alex, I played Jones that last week. I played that last week on. Yeah, but you know, now there's a bunch of people doing doing research into Adam Green, and they're very kind of leery of some of his connections. So who knows?
Yeah,
and then there's people saying that Alex is selling Adam Green some of his material. I don't know if that's true or not either. So trying to say that there's some sort of connection there that we, most of us, you know, little people don't know about type thing.
The ADL is the censor for YouTube now. I mean, the ADL, it's kind of a quasi-Masonic religious order. I can't quite put
only,
my finger on it.
Jews only. It's basically a wing of Freemasonry that only you can only be a certified Jew to be a member of it.
Yeah, and started from defending Leo Frank, the pedophile rapist. And now, you know, maybe it's a thing with the Weinsteins and Epsteins. Greta, watch out for these guys. It's just crazy.
Well, you know, ADL 1913 was created the same year that the Federal Reserve comes in, so that's like an insular against questioning the Jewish money changers taking over our banking system. So they come up with a mechanism to protect basically Jews from criticism for basically, you know, creating this fiat central bank, which is right there in the Communist Manifesto, so forth and so on.
Yeah, keeping our eyes closed to the King David Hotel, Levant Affair, USS Liberty, 9/11. I mean, you say anything about dancing Israelis, then you're an anti-Semite right there. And there's got to be a reason that the media control is so overwhelming. Even here in Canada, we've got I don't know if you know David Frum.
Sure, sure.
He's the
He was the Axis of Weasels. He was the Axis of Weasels speechwriter. Actually, he came up with the Axis of Evil.
Yeah, interesting. George W. Bush. Bush's speechwriter. His mother was the darling of Canada's media. She was like the Diane Sawyer of Canada for years and years. So it's kind of kind of that Henry Ford, the international Jew, it comes into play right there. It's amazing. His sister is a senator in Canada, one of these lifetime appointees.
Wow. Nice.
Makes 170 grand a year for doing nothing. Don't even show up to work. But
fascinating.
I don't know. It's just,
runs in these families. It really runs in these families. The networking, where if white people even did half the networking, the tribe does, it'd be white supremacy, white nationalism all day long. You know, it's fascinating.
Yeah, I don't know, I almost think that white nationalists should rebrand themselves Christian nationalists. I mean, you know, choose a side already because things are coming down. I don't know.
Well, anybody, any white person that does anything to stick up for their own or anything like that, it's automatically the default Nazi, white supremacist, white nationalist now, the three-ring circus.
Yeah, and it's funny how a lot of these people that just think, if you say anything about who controls us, you know, like this anti-Semite thing, it just comes into play. And what's that woman who, I think she was in the... Israeli, she was a politician anyways. She said it's a trick. We always use
it. Oh, yeah. Sure. Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Knesset member.
Yeah, it's just... Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and then, you know, it's funny because the Arabs and the Palestinians, they're Semite. I'm not anti-Semite. I'm anti-whatever, you know, synagogue of whatever, Satan. I mean, talk about B'nai B'rith. There's a church in Los Angeles that was built in about 1887, I believe. You can Google it. B'nai B'rith Los Angeles Church. And you'll see a pentagram in the stained glass. I mean, the whole stained glass is a pentagram. So this ties back to that.
Is it upside down? Is it upside down?
Yeah.
With the two points at the top?
Pointed start. It's like the goat head thing, right?
Okay.
And, yeah, just it's almost like they're shoving it in our face kind of thing.
Yeah.
And of course,
well, you know, it's pretty fascinating. The last few books from Tex Mars really dig into the underbelly of Judaism and basically, and there's other authors that have done it, but Tex's very simple writing style and everything else, Blood Covenant with Destiny, Feast of the Beast, and a bunch of these books that he's written lately, really gets into the kind of the secret religion of Judaism and basically the satanic nature of a lot of it. So
yeah, he's I cut my teeth on him, you know, like
yeah,
these kind of guys. All right, I'll let you get to your next callers.
All right, man, thanks a lot.
Awesome,
thanks for listening.
Sure,
thanks. All right, let's take Al in Ohio.
Oh,
hello, sir.
Hello, Robert.
Yes, sir.
How are you doing? It's an honor to be on your show, sir.
Well, hey, it's an honor to have you. Come on, what you got on your mind?
I want to tell you first off that you are my favorite show of the entire week. I look forward to it every Sunday night. It is literally the recap of the entire week, and it's perfect. And all the video clips you select over the years that I've been watching you are exactly what I watch during the week. And your take on everything is so intelligent and so learned.
Well, hey, I appreciate the kind words, man. So what's on your mind?
I was thinking just one quick idea. I would hope that Jim Fetzer and Alex Jones could have an interview, you know, about I don't know if that would be impossible, but I like listening to him, but I would like him to speak to Alex Jones and be able to watch something like that.
I personally would like, since Joe Rogan is so adamant about trashing any person that questions Sandy Hook, I would have Dr. Fetzer. We should all start bombing Joe Rogan with requests. Since you want to talk smack, why don't you have the guy that wrote the book and he'll give you a tongue lashing for a couple hours about Sandy Hook. But, you know, Rogan's not going to do that, but I would love to see it.
Yeah, I agree. I didn't think of that, but I would like to see that too. Because
Frank in North Carolina got the David Duke, Alex Jones thing off the ground with that massive interview, which millions of views.
That. Yeah. I remember that. Yeah. I wanted to tell you that I'm Jewish, and I take no offense as a human being on earth to anything, you know, like the Republic Broadcasting. I've been listening to it for years, and at the very beginning I was kind of like offended when they would say, you know, the Jews, because I'm like, what? I'm not like that at all. No.
Well, Bobby Fischer is a perfect example of a Jewish guy that he's trying to clean up his own backyard. That's what I say to Jewish people, that, you know, there's been a lot of Jewish whistleblowers throughout the centuries. There's been a bunch of them that were actually Catholic converts when the traditional Catholic Church was in place. They blew the whistle on all the Talmudic teachings of the anti-Gentile stuff and all that. And so most people that expose basically Jewish criminality and stuff on the network and this and that, they don't have an axe to grind against Jews because they're Jews. It's because the way that the certain Jews click up and behave in a criminal fashion together, and they just happen to get to the top of the pecking order of world criminal, basically mafias, and they're responsible for a lot of crazy stuff. That's the simplicity of it.
I can't disagree with you now that I've really studied, you know, the history that they won't teach you in school. Yeah. And I got to be honest with you, my immediate family and everything, and my extended family throughout the election and the drama of the last 3 or 4 years, I was knocked on my heels when my entire family went like hardcore against Donald Trump for no reason at all. Once he began running, and it's not like I'm a Trump sickle fan. I know, you know, I'm trying to paint myself as objective, you know, wanting one of us to come through the other side. Yeah. And knowing that this country is founded not on Judeo-Christian values, but Christian values.
Well, I would say it's Christian ethos, Masonic kind of structure. Masonic Roman structure as far as how they ordered the government, but as far as the ethics involved with the common man that was involved in this and the golden rule and the laws and stuff, it's kind of a hybrid. It's basically the United States was Christian as far as the population and the common ethic and common religion of you know, the lion's share of the people.
Exactly, and I said that just to, like, you know, separate myself from the term Judeo-Christian, because I know it's kind of a glob-on rhetorical term to kind of take credit for something that the Jewish history has no reason taking credit for. And
there were some Jewish financiers in the background, Solomon Bush and others. Don't get me wrong. There was a Jewish hand kind of involved with some of the United. There was also the Jesuit hand involved with the United States at its early times. The Carroll brothers and I mean, if you really dig into it, you'll always find, you know, these things involved. But go ahead. I got a couple callers left, so if you could finish up.
Well, I was just trying to get to a simple, basic point that I know that my family coming here, like, you know, 120, 40, 30 years ago, is just the beneficiary of what is mainly, you know, we can talk about it, but what is mainly a Christian value system. And sure. and it kind of like offends me to see so many of them go so hardcore establishment based on, you know, like their work environments and their what their peers are going to think. And they taught us in Sunday school all those years about never again, never again, just like you hear in the media after every mass shooting. And it's like they're falling for the same plot that got them into trouble the last time. And I just hope, I get spared if it gets really bad. Because to be honest with you, like a lot of them, they just don't want to hear anything conspiratorial against the government because they all are part of the government in a sense of being accounting lawyers. And the government attached to the medical industry and stuff, and they just want to keep everything going status quo, and they won't look at information. Yeah, in my experience, I think of myself as the unicorn, you know. I tried, right,
man.
So
yeah, hey. All right. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. All right, let's take Rob in Illinois. We got you, Rob.
Got me?
Yeah,
yes,
I'm
sir.
Here.
Go ahead. Yeah, let me start off by dropping some links here. You know, Art from Philly, he's got noplaceforcorruption.com, and they go and he gets in all the criminal syndicate, the Ties and Brockman family, the whole Myelatsky, just the crime family throughout the United States, what's going on with that. You spoke about dancing Israelis. Well, they brought it up at mintpressnews.com. Whitney Webb and others are doing pretty great stories about Epstein, Mossad, you know, all their criminal dealings.
Honeypots, sure. Getting everybody on the island, yeah.
Well, yeah, and then, I mean, this stuff is, it's deep and it's wide and it's, you know, all social spying and backdoors to our software, you know, so on and so forth.
Yeah.
And they got articles. They brought up the dancing Israelis, and they just posted a bunch of articles with that September 11th. Then you can go to Tim Brown's site, Setting, okay, with an S, SettingBrushFires.com. Mm-hmm. And he gets into dancing Israelis and September 11th and the culture change of America. So that's good. I cringe when I have to plug this site, but this happens to be where Tori Lindemann is posting her Bush, the Bush family and the Bin Laden family connections for September 11th and going back to the, you know, Bush family ties back to World War II and beyond, Roosevelt and so on. But she's posting her articles over at Laura Loomer. .us. I cringe having to say that, but that's what she's doing. But you have, for that part with her, I have to dig through her articles and do some research to find out if she's got it all right. It sounds good. I've listened to her broadcast, but I don't know. For some reason, I think she's trying to pull us away from the Israel connection to September 11th.
Oh, sure.
And I don't like that.
Anything that'll be on Laura Loomer is going to do that, so.
Well, she's French. She loves Laura Loomer. You know, Tori. Tori Lindemann is pretty great. She's got a great broadcast Monday through Friday, and she just spit fire. She does some great research and so on and so forth. But then, you know, she loves Laura Loomer.
If you want to find out a lot of there's it's interesting a person like Loomer because she did some serious gumshoe work on some of the stuff with the Vegas shooting. She was there on site doing it. It's an interesting thing with her, you know, being a Jewish girl and out there, been deplatformed and all this stuff, and you wonder whether it's a psyop or not, and so forth and so on. she's an interesting kind of person to pay attention to, just to see what she's going to report on, you know. So it's almost like she's kind of like in the Adelson Republican wing and kind of in the shadows, I would guess.
Well, her play now, she's going to try and run for an office. I don't know if it's Senate or Congress, but that's her play now. But when it comes to Laura Loomer, guess what? It's my belief, and she's going to have to prove otherwise. I believe she's still getting a blackmail check from the Holocaust. You know, so as long as she's doing that, and as long as she's still making three or four trips to Israel, to probably Tel Aviv every year to get involved with whatever they do there, then she's suspicious. Okay?
All right. Well, I got another caller, so
Let me throw something out for your friend Bruce there. Bruce, who called in.
Yeah.
Bruce, stop watching the sports. They're all rigged. Let me refer you to Brian Toohey's TheFixIsIn.net. Anything above the high school level sports, they're rigging it. Baseball, football, basketball, you name it, it's all coordinated, and they're wasting your time. Do not waste your time with that. They're sucking the life out of you and diverting you from what is a very crucial time in this history. You don't need to be involved with that scandalous stuff. It's all a ruse. And Robert just gave us a story about another hoax by another NFL player, blah, 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 who's probably texting with Don Lemon. You know, he's probably texting buddies with CNN's Don Lemon, and they're doing this stuff, just like other guy that just got caught. I forget his name right now.
Smollett. Jossie Smollett.
Smollett, yeah. Right. You know, look, it's all garbage. They're all out there. They're making a play. They're all trying to gain something and try and be in good favor because they all think they're going to win something in the end. Don't think they're going to win.
All under the contract. They're all under the contract just like a rock star. All right, thanks, Rob. Let's take T in Toronto. T, you'll be the last caller. Come on up. We got T.
Yeah, can you hear me, Robert?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, first off, I got a name for the National White Movement or whatever you want to call it. I think they should call themselves the Cracker Jackers. That'd be a good name for them. You know, everybody likes Cracker Jacks. So, yeah. You know, that's the, they used to call all the people down in the South the Crackers. But what I want to talk about is, I was hearing something earlier tonight about if you took the 10 Democratic-controlled cities out of the United States, this would be the safest country, one of the safest countries in the world. Anything that's controlled by liberal, leftist, communist, Bolshevik Democrats, it's run right into the ground for the last 75, 80 years. And you were talking about ADL and all that. Well, let's not kid ourselves. The one that started in the NAACP, we all know, was Jewish organization.
That's right.
Who started
for
it.
Years,
it was
headed by Jews.
NAACP.
Hey, Ken, turn the music down for a sec, will you? All right, go ahead. But, you
can
know,
you hear
I,
me,
out of here at St. Louis, the... it's number one is murder rate per capita in the whole country been controlled by Democrats for 60 years.
Yes, Robert. But listen, also, this is going on in L.A. L.A.'s got over 100,000 gang members, and they keep talking about two white nationalists that did some shootings. We don't even know if they are. I don't know what they are. I think they're – I'd like to know what their real nationality is. But, you know, all we hear these leftist communist Ted Turner, who controls the media, controls the mind, jackasses, is that oh, it's always the white man. Hey, you know, I'm so tired of this crap about hearing about white people today. It's like, if it wasn't, you know, Robert, you know, there's still slavery in Africa. Come on, who's kidding you? Look at Cuba.
Islamic slavery all over the Middle East, too.
Exactly. You know, all we hear from these left, you know that word, Ocasio-Cortez creep? She keeps talking about, first off, they're not Latin. All these people come over here from all these countries, they're not Latin, they're Hispanic. And she's whiter than me. She's got. If you look at her, that broad's white. She looks like a prostitute with a red lipstick. I mean, it's absolutely disgusting what these leftists in the media are getting away with.
Sure.
You know what, Robert?
That's communism, man. It's communism in action, and
Robert, we're about
to Sovietize. We're about to Sovietize, and we are all. That's why we're all in this, man, to try to stop it if we can.
I don't think that's going to happen because there's too many white American military men. That are, you know, senior men getting up there in middle age, but they're not going to allow that. And I tell you right now, they're not going to allow that. So I don't believe that's going to happen. I believe the people are waking up. It's going to be a tsunami of wake up calls coming soon.
It's a psychological warfare implemented civil war. It's right here. It's going hot, and the racial attacks against whites are off the charts. Look at